Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio in real time via ZipWhip landline texting at 540-371-5756 or comment on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
We're going to talk Spotsylvania issues this morning. A couple supervisors with us, David Ross from the Cortland District and Paul Trampy from the Salem District. Good morning to both of you. Thanks for coming in.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Good morning, Ted. It's great being here.
Good to have you two in here to talk about a lot of things. Probably the biggest issue that Spotsylvania's been dealing with this spring and summer, the baseball issue. You both voted no, and we'll talk about that. David, you've been in talking about this before, the stadium proposal. Talk to kind of get the conversation going. You've talked about this before in here with us, that it was you had a couple of different concerns with the project and why you ended up voting no.
I did. I mean, the main reason that I am opposed to public funding, I would love baseball to be in Spotsylvania County, don't get me wrong. I would love it to come as a private enterprise, and I did actually really support it on the back end with some tax breaks, if whatever we could provide to incentivize. The county has a lot of land. I'd be willing to give some of that land up too, because I think the county has too much land and we should give it back to the people. But the biggest reason I voted against or opposed the public funding, it was $42 million of bonds. This was the first deal. It was because I think it's outside the scope of what our government should be involved in. You know, when we make a decision, we are making a decision with the full authority of the law that could affect people's taxes. And so if you don't pay your taxes, you lose your home or you lose your car. And it's a serious issue. And so if people, and believe me, I mean, I would say 99.5% of my constituents oppose this, and you would be forcing them with a yes decision to make them pay for this. So that's the first step. And then the other steps were, I mean, if you do jump over that hurdle that says, okay, well, it is inside the government's scope and responsibility to provide a entertainment center at a cost of $42 million, 30 for the stadium, I think $12 million for a parking garage that the county would own, but yet really not have any control over. Then you go into, well, is it fiscally responsible? Absolutely not. It not only redlined our debt capacity, it took us over our debt capacity, which would mean we would have to take something out of our current plan to even build it. Is it the free market? No, it's absolutely not the free market. It's just the opposite. We're subsidizing one business over another. So you've got the racetrack, you've got movie theaters that are private enterprise that are now competing with a government subsidized enterprise, which is just not economically, it's not economic justice.
Paul, what were your thoughts on this?
Well, I think we need to be clear when we talk about the baseball proposal. There were two proposals from the team ownership, and then the committee that our board set up had a set of ideas. My position was both of the proposals which came from the ownership at the end of the day were just a bad deal for Spotsylvania. We weren't going to make the money back. The independent projections of the business, the increase in business activity in the area, and the taxes from that wouldn't come anywhere close to paying back the taxpayers for what they laid out for the stadium. Now, our committee came up with some proposals, and they were on the right track. Of the two analyses that were done, the more optimistic said the county would break even under the committee's proposals. And my position really wasn't all that different from Mrs. Heidig. She was regarded as the swing vote the whole time, but I was opposed to both of the team ownership's proposals, but I was willing to negotiate. And that's where Mrs. Heidig was. I was a little more vocal about opposing Mr. Quinn's proposals, but and perhaps a little quicker to say no. But when this all got started, when the deal with Fredericksburg fell through, my competitive instincts were kind of kicking in. I said, ooh, let's take this away from Fredericksburg. But, and I told Chris Jakubowski and I think other supporters in the beginning that I'm prepared for the fact that some of the money to repay the bonds is going to have to come from projected business activity and the taxes that would come from that. But then when we got Mr. Quinn's proposal, virtually all of it was going to have to come from that. And it just wasn't realistic to project that much revenue coming in. It just wasn't going to pay back the taxpayers. And that's why I had to propose it. And Mr. Quinn was not willing to negotiate from what our committee was proposing. That was just a non-starter with him.
And I guess I think that was disappointing to everybody, the fact that there was no negotiations. Like you say, there were the two, the first that came in front of you, and then the second, and then he never responded.
Mm-hmm. And as I was saying, I was excited at first that maybe we could get this done and take it away from Fredericksburg, but as things progressed and the debate took place, the argument was made, and it seemed to be accurate, that no team at that level can afford to pay for their own stadium. And that's just the economics of the low minors. And if I had known that, then I probably wouldn't have thought there was much chance from the beginning. But Mr. Quinn's, if the economics of the situation are what he says they are, then I can imagine he wouldn't make money under what the committee was proposal.
You brought up, Paul, and during when the board was discussing it, a real interesting it mentioned about the fact about the life in baseball with the low minors, that this isn't where the people that are involved, the players, aren't getting the millions of dollars. This is all. And you mentioned that you thought for localities the size of Spotsylvania, Fredericksburg, this area, to be able to, in the future, build stadiums and be involved in this kind of thing around the country, that there was going to have to be a change in just kind of how this is all done.
Yeah, I think, as you know, a lot of communities have been willing to build stadiums for teams at a loss, whether they knew it was going to be at a loss or not. They've been willing to do that. And I think if communities start to say no, then I think the major leagues are going to have to take another look at this, because they're the ones who benefit from the minor leagues. They get these players locked in for 6 years after they reach the majors, and if they had to put out free agent contracts just to get every player and didn't have these players coming up from the minors that they had cost controlled for 6 years, it would cost them a lot of money. They're the ones benefiting from the minor leagues. I think they're going to have to take a look at it and start putting more money into minor league stadiums if communities will have the fortitude to say no.
And you look at the Nationals, it would serve the Nationals well to have an affiliate this close, to have actually two of them with Spotsylvania in Woodbridge. And you think of that with the money made in Major League Baseball, just from the TV contracts, that being able to be more involved in doing something like this in this area would help the Nationals.
Sure. And of course, the major league teams do put money into the minor leagues for the players' salaries and so forth, but not with the stadiums, apparently, and that's where the real costs are.
We have Supervisor Paul Trampy and Supervisor David Ross from Spotsylvania here. We're talking baseball right now. We'll continue this when we come back. More on Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. You can weigh in on today's Town Talk topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Supervisors David Ross and Paul Trampy from Spotsylvania here this morning. We're starting off by talking about the baseball issue in Spotsylvania. It is after the after the July 31st deadline came and went, it looked like that would be it. And it has become, or has been, it's supporters of the stadium have made it a campaign issue in the fall.
They sure have. So there's an article that the Freelance Star printed on August 1st, I think, by Jeff Branscombe wrote, and it talked about RBI saying we're going to wait till after the November elections. In that article, Gary Skinner was quoted as saying, yeah, I'm leaving this open, whether it's the Hagerstown Suns or another team, this thing is still open. And RBI also posted on their Facebook page, you know, we're going to take a break, but we'll wait until after the November elections. So how that lines up, the three supervisors who kind of supported baseball are not up for re-election until 27. The Livingston, Salem, Chancellor, and Cortland districts are, and that they were actually in the end, even though we never did vote on baseball, Ann Heidig did come back and say this is not a good thing for Spotsylvania County. So that made the fourth vote opposing the public funding. So of those candidates that are running, both the candidates in Livingston are opposed. That's part of their platform to public funding of baseball. We've got Paul Trampy, who's here with us, and Tim McLaughlin, who are running unopposed. They are very lucky guys. So the swing vote on baseball, if it does come back, which it is reportedly, you know, somebody will press, is the Cortland race, and my opponent has come out publicly saying he thinks he's at least over that first hurdle that says it's inside the scope of what government should do. And I don't know where he stands on the deal. But at the time, he actually spoke publicly on the 5th of May saying, yeah, this is why I'm running. Baseball is a metaphor for public funding, I guess, of baseball. That's how is a metaphor for why I'm running. So it really is in Spotsylvania County. If you're concerned about the baseball issue, it's definitely a campaign issue. It's definitely an issue. And it's expected to have low voter turnout, and yet the whole baseball stadium deal could revolve around the Cortland District supervisor race.
Interesting. We'll continue to talk about this as we go on. I want to ask you, when we talk about baseball, when Supervisor Chris Jakubowski has been here, and he mentioned, I think, and mentioned it during the debate, one of the things he mentioned was if Spotsylvania, the advantage he thought in the deal was Spotsylvania owning the stadium, that you'd have the stadium and then that you could get revenue from that and it would be yours. And David, you've thought it's out of the scope of government to operate something like that.
I do. Now, let's just say if you look at that lease, the lease agreement, it's ours, it's the county's. But the county had hardly anything to do with it. I think we were able to use the stadium six times a year. That was it. And no revenues. And also, when you own the stadium, and I kind of put own in quotes, that means that the whole property doesn't even get taxed.
Yeah, and the I would contrast that with the racetrack, and the pro stadium side brought up the fact that we use taxpayer dollars to make some transportation improvements to benefit the racetrack. But I would point out that since they own that property, once it's fully operational, the racetrack is going to be one of the top four taxpayers in Spotsylvania, along with the mall, the hospital, and now Lidl, the company that's coming in. And the difference in property taxes between the unimproved lot versus the same property with a racetrack on it, that difference will more than pay for the transportation improvements we're making. Mm-hmm. So I think that's a false comparison. Using taxpayer money to provide taxpayer services to a taxpayer is not a subsidy. So I just thought that was a false comparison from the beginning.
Another comment that he has mentioned here, or he mentioned here in board meetings, was just the fact that that when you look ahead to what the county's facing with the next budget, and perhaps we look even further down the line with Cortland and Chancellor at some point going to need new schools, this was a chance to bring more revenue into the county and change the complexion in as far as helping the county with the budget.
So I would like to talk about schools too, but every forecast we get, Spotsylvania County's seen less than 1% growth the last 3 years. But the stadium, so when the issue first came up, I had finance department do a net present value analysis, which analyzes the future cash flows of that area. And then in this case, it was by the CarMax, the area with the stadium. So I think the value was around $36 million of that land. Now, that's the future cash flows that would come to us, which the county and our leadership could use for any purpose, i.e. schools, fire, the sheriff's department. So you have a flexibility to use those future cash flows, which is estimated to be worth $37 million to the county, for those things. By building a baseball stadium, at best, the accelerated growth that would bring in additional cash flows, those additional cash flows would be earmarked. They would be forced. You'd be forced to use those to pay the debt service. And at best, the forecast had us paying. So in a way, you're taking away from schools. Not in a way, you are taking away from schools or fire or other services that you would consider what the county should provide by building that stadium.
Yeah, we rezoned that area where the stadium was going to be under mixed use zoning. And under that rule, the developer cannot go beyond a certain number of homes until the commercial side is there to help pay for the services to those homes. But if we put the stadium in, and if it brings in economic development, which I think it would bring in some, I never argued that number would be zero. But if it brings that in, well, now the developer can build the homes, because now the commercial side is there, even if it's only there because the stadium is there. But you have to use the revenue from that for the stadium, not for the services to those homes that the developer is now able to build. So that argument from the other side never made much sense. The stadium wasn't even going to pay for itself. I don't know how they were expecting it to pay for schools and fire trucks and so forth.
David, you mentioned to me, I think the last time you were in, that you had heard from quite a bit of, and you mentioned this morning that a lot of Cortland District residents had not wanted you to vote on this or to vote for it. And every other supervisor I talked to said that they had received a lot of public comment, more so than you get on other issues.
That's very true. I really am not making this up. I haven't heard from one constituent that's like, hey, yes, we don't care. We'd like to bond our money out. There was one email I got supporting in the whole time that we've been doing it. And how long we've been doing this? Since 6 months, I don't know.
Yeah.
But that was it. And when I went back to that constituent and explained the debt service payments and the bond issuance and what it would do to our debt capacity, he understood. He's like, I get it. I still would like baseball, but I understand. You know, and again, Paul is a baseball fan. He loves to go. I love baseball. I played in high school. I coached baseball for 9 years here locally. I'd love baseball to be here too. It's just not good fiscal duty from me. I couldn't live with myself as a leader to vote for this because I think in the long run, well, I know in the long run, it's going to hurt Spotsylvania County.
Yeah, I think we were talking about the fact that they're bringing it up as an election issue. I think they may be making the mistake of believing their own propaganda that there's this silent majority out there that was all for it. And one thing that bugged me that they kept saying is that, oh, it's just a few vocal Tea Party members who oppose it. And well, I have several problems with that. Number one, Tea Party members are not few in number in Spotsylvania, and anyone involved in politics in Spotsylvania ignores their opinion at their peril. Number two, the NAACP, Spotsylvania NAACP, meets in my district, and I attend as many of their meetings as I can. I was at several during the whole baseball discussion, and not one person who expressed an opinion on the baseball stadium was for it in that organization. Now, not everyone said anything, but a number of their members did express an opinion, and they were all against it. I've talked to a number of active Republicans who are, if I can say it, hostile to the Tea Party and would never consider themselves members of the Tea Party, and are have been and continue to be supporters of Chris Jakubowski, even though they disagree with him on this issue, who were against it. And a number of, not a number, but a few of the people who got up and spoke at our meetings are known to be active Democrats. And the only candidate this year for supervisor in any of the four districts nominated by the Democratic Party is against the stadium. So this notion that it's just a few vocal Tea Partiers was just not true.
He is Supervisor Paul Trampy in the Salem District in Spotsylvania. Cortland District Supervisor David Ross here. More coming up on Town Talk this morning on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It's 8:30.
I had the radio on. I'm listening to
Talk Done Right. News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station. You're listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Got an opinion about today's show? Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Now, here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
We're talking about Spotsylvania issues this morning. Supervisor Paul Trampy here, Supervisor David Ross. Appreciate you two coming in and talking about this. It sounds like if this were to come back again, or to get your votes for a baseball stadium, there has to be more, the team has to provide more than the at least the Hagerstown proposals to the city or Spotsylvania has been so far.
Our financial experts would have to tell me that the taxpayers are going to at least break even before I would consider it.
And for me, and again, this is I would say in Spotsylvania County, this is one of the most important races, because I would say no, I can't support it because it's outside the scope of government, but I will support it on back end tax breaks. So after that 5 May meeting, I actually asked Mr. Quinn, what would it take? What if we said no taxes for the next 20 years? And he goes, no, that's not enough. So again, I'd be open for any free enterprise system coming here and incentivizing them, like we did the Lidl company with the $125 million distribution. I'd be all for that. But not with our taxpayers' money.
Well, it's interesting when you look around, just even in this region. The team up in Woodbridge has been trying to get a stadium. There's been the long ordeal with trying to replace the Diamond in Richmond. And as you mentioned earlier, Paul, when we started off the show, it's expensive for localities, and localities aren't exactly jumping to do this. Even if you look at just those two, I'm not sure if there are other examples, but I'm sure there are around the country.
Right, and there have been a number of economic studies that said that this just doesn't pay for communities to do this. Now, most of those studies are of NFL, Major League Baseball, and that point was brought up that, it doesn't apply to the minor leagues. But then towards the very end, ironically, the RBI folks sent us a study which said that under certain circumstances, a minor league stadium can pay for the community government that builds it. Unfortunately, the circumstances did not apply to the Fredericksburg area. We're not remote enough. I mean, if you're in the desert in the west, it might pay for itself because there's no place else to go. It mentioned Major League Baseball is a substitute if you're within 100 miles of a Major League stadium. Nats Park is, I measured it at, I think it was 56.4 miles from my house. Takes me about an hour, 15 minutes to get there. So, and the other criteria that this was the study that the pro baseball people were sending us, we just don't meet the criteria where it will pay for us.
The we talked, David, about this being an election issue. In some ways, it reminds me of a few years ago when it was the election centered around VRE, and there was the one race in one of the districts that eventually was essentially going to determine if Spotsylvania joined VRE, and you wonder if this will go to that level too, if this will be discussed as much as that was.
I would hope it does. I mean, I would hope it actually does, but we'll see. And I would say a baseball stadium is a little bit different than VRE too. I think it's more of an issue than the VRE would be for local funding.
So we talked about you two being baseball fans. So who's your team, Paul?
The St. Louis Cardinals. I grew up there. It's kind of mandatory that you become a baseball fan if you live there.
Yeah, they are very passionate fans and a fantastic organization.
Chris Jakubowski and I joked through this whole thing about the fact that I'm an avid baseball fan and he's not interested at all. And
your votes were totally different.
The first hearing, Davey Johnson was coming, and I joked with him, would it be okay if I asked Davey Johnson how you can sit Strasburg during the playoffs? And he said, well, since I have no idea who those people are, you can ask whatever you want.
Who's your team, David?
I grew up in Iowa, so I like the Kansas City Royals. Then the Marine Corps sent me to Whidbey Island, Washington for a while, and I picked up the Seattle Mariners. But I'm a Nats fan now, so I try to pick up the team where I'm at, and I definitely love the Nats.
One of the things that kind of ties in to all of this, because we talk about this issue in light of economics and what it means to Spotsylvania. How close do you all monitor things like the stock market and things like that? Because ultimately what happens, I guess, in the stock market and in the economy, and you're going to be dealing with a budget again.
Well, I monitor it just about the way everyone else who has their 401k in the stock market monitors it. And I think our budget is affected by the overall economy than the stock market per se, but of course that's a barometer, and when you see this kind of drop, it's a warning of what might be coming in the overall economy. And we certainly had a lot of difficulties in this area during the last recession, but it was tempered a little bit by the fact that the federal government provides most of our jobs here, and so that made us partly recession-proof. But now with the sequester and so forth, if we have a recession on top of that, our budget is going to be in real trouble.
Well, and I know this. Looking at the next year, you're looking at a number of things that come due, and when, as you put this budget together, there was talk about looking ahead to next year, and whether it's school or police and fire and rescue, they're all out there and have needs. Especially, David, I don't mean the schools have already talked about coming and going to need more money next year.
Yeah, and you know, I was concerned about the Greece economy during one of our meetings, and I would just say that regardless, and I'm now very concerned about what's going on in our stock market, and it, as Paul said, it does impact us, not directly, but it's a barometer, it's showing what's to come with our home values, and then home values then addresses our tax rates. But I would also say that it is definitely not the time to take your debt capacity up to maximizing it. I would never dream of doing it with my family's debt. Like, hey, now would be a great time to take out a second mortgage for that $150,000 extra thing, addition to the house or whatever you might want to do. It's just not a good time for my family. It's not a good time. I don't think it's ever a good time to maximize, to max out your credit cards, to max your debt capacity, what you can borrow.
Yeah.
I would want to say that Paul, this past year, I think there was about a $1.3 million gap between what the schools asked for and what the county was able to provide after state funding. That said, the schools did get $2.8 million more than last year, and I think they hired 59 more employees, and they're doing well. But Paul came up with an idea this past year budget season to close that gap, which I fully supported.
Yeah. It was really frustrating because there have certainly been years where the money just wasn't there, but what the board ended up doing is putting an extra $1 million in the bank. We have a rainy day fund equal to 10% of our revenues. Our finance staff asks that we keep around $1 million above that for cash flow purposes so that we don't have to dip into that 10% at any time during the year, barring a dire emergency. And what the board ended up doing was going another $1 million over that, when what we could have done was about 500,000 of it could have been given as ongoing funds, mm-hmm. and just increased the school budget outright, and the rest could have been used to pay down debt, which frees up ongoing funds that you don't have to use for debt service, which could have also been transferred to the schools, and we could have closed that gap. Not all the way, but we could have gotten down to a couple hundred thousand. And it was really frustrating because it's not like the money wasn't there.
About a year ago at this time, it was a little bit later in the year, you had pushed for a while to give some money back to Spotsylvania residents. And you had said last year when you pulled back on that if the money were there, I think you said this year, you would try to get a board vote on that. Are you gonna do that again if the money's there?
I would still like to do that, but I don't know if the votes are there. As I just mentioned, the board specifically put an extra $1 million into the bank above what the finance team requested. So if we have more than that, I don't know if the board is gonna go along with giving a tax refund. But my feeling is that, and this comes from unanticipated surpluses, which Spotsylvania has had many times, including during the recession, which just drove me crazy as an economist. This was before I was elected. They raised taxes during a recession when they were running surpluses. And they didn't use the surpluses for services. They just, as I mentioned, put it away in the bank. And I just don't think it's right to take taxpayers' money and put it away in the bank.
So, David, I'll ask you if a rebate vote came up, how would you vote?
I would support Paul's rebate idea. It is a little bit difficult because you have to, different people in Spotsylvania pay different tax rates. So I think the way we worked it out, or Paul had worked it out, was it'd be a standard for everybody. But I believe it's not the county's money. It's your money. It's the taxpayers' money. Your elected leaders need to remember that always. And I think we've forgotten because I think it's Paul's brought up in one of those meetings. It's like, we always say that we don't need this, or that we always have these surpluses, yet we never give it back. Now, I can say one of the biggest things that the board that Paul and I started sitting on in 2012 have done is lowered that residential real estate tax below the equalized rate for the first time, I think, since 1975. Mm-hmm. So we made some steps in that direction, but yet we still have these surpluses that really don't belong to the county, they belong to the people.
You mentioned a few minutes ago the deal that you made this summer with the German grocer Lidl, and how important that is, because you look at the money that they may generate in for Spotsylvania, and it'll be pretty substantial.
It sure will be. I think it's a wonderful thing for Spotsylvania County. So this is a $125 million distribution center. Spotsy put in $1 million of funds to match the Governor's Opportunity Fund to incentivize Lidl to come here, and then an additional $400,000. Basically, you've taken land that was bringing revenue or taxable revenue to the county of about $10,000 a year and turned it into, I think the figure is $908,000 a year, so nearly $1 million a year. And that's just in the value of the land with the distribution center on it. It's not including the 80 jobs with salaries of $80,000 each, and another, I think, 120 more jobs, two grocery stores, and just the opportunities for our local farmers to sell to them as well. I mean, it's just going to, it's probably one of the biggest deals that's hit Spotsy in, I don't know, 10, 15 years.
Where's it going to be built?
They've already started building. It's at the corner of, it's as you go to the YMCA, what is it? Smith Station Road?
It's right off Smith Station.
Oh, it's at Smith Station. Yeah. Okay. I didn't realize that. I had never seen where exactly that was, where it was going to be built, but. Okay.
I drove by there the other day, and they're clearing out land.
When we come back, I want to talk to you about express lanes. And David have talked a little bit about some of the situations that have arisen because of the express lanes. And we'll talk about that. When we come back, Paul Trampy and David Ross from Spotsylvania here. More on Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. You can weigh in on today's Town Talk topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Supervisors David Ross and Paul Trampy here this morning from Spotsylvania. The express lanes end in Stafford, David, and you were one of the first that I heard mention this early on, that you thought that there was kind of a some gridlock up there, and it's become obvious over the last few months that there is a problem.
I do feel like I debated it at FAMPO for several months before they actually did a study, because I noticed it because my commute seemed to have gotten longer both in the morning and afternoon. And so the VDOT did do a study and proved that that was true. And I know that there was recently a big meeting that Paul attended on transportation to discuss it more.
Yeah, and Charles Kilpatrick of VDOT at that meeting was very optimistic about the possibility of extending the lanes past Massaponix. And it was just a few days later that the Secretary of Transportation seemed to throw cold water on that. So that was a little discouraging.
Yeah. So it may or may not. Before we get out of here, let me ask you, but we go back to the baseball issue. And I have had some business people in here that have talked about how concerned they've been, and they worried that businesses would hesitate to come before the Spotsylvania Board of Supervisors because of the way some of the conversations that took place within the board, and having watched or attended some of the meetings, At times, it's been very contentious, and Supervisor McLaughlin came at Supervisor Jakubowski. It was uncomfortable at times.
Yeah, I was back when our board was ideologically split 4-3 back before Mr. Jakubowski and Greg Cibula were elected. I was surprised when Susan Stimson told me that our board got along so much better than theirs did, and theirs was 7-0 Republican. So we have a history of getting along well, but this has been a rough year, and it really didn't start with baseball. We had our first split vote for chairman in many years, and we had a pretty contentious budget season. And I really have to point to one incident. From time immemorial, the tradition has been, we have these commissions and committees that citizens who are volunteering their time for their county serve on, and they're appointed by individual supervisors, and it's always been the tradition that, barring any ethical or legal concerns, the supervisor should be represented by the person they choose to represent mm-hmm. them. But we had one appointment that was made, and three supervisors voted against this appointment for purely ideological reasons. And that has really caused a split in the board, I think. And David did the right thing. He voted for that. It was not David's appointee, but he voted for that supervisor to have the person that he chose. And he's getting hammered for it by his opponent. And I don't really blame his opponent, because he's sitting here seeing three supervisors vote against a citizen volunteer for ideological reasons. So he probably thinks, well, that's okay. So someone who voted for him must be down the line with that person ideologically. And I just try and imagine when the four of us came on the board brand new, as a brand new majority in 2012, if we had started voting down every liberal appointed by the other three, the uproar that would have come up. And each time I think, well, it's going to take some time to heal that wound on the board. Each time another wound comes up, it seems like this year, and it's only been this year.
Yeah. Well, hopefully in the new year, you'll have a chance to, it'll be a new board and you'll be able to move on. Thank you both for coming in. This is good talk. We'll have to do it again soon. David Ross from the Cortland District in Spotsylvania, Paul Trampy from the Salem District. Thank you both for coming in.
Thank you, Ted.
That is it for Town Talk. We will see you next week. Thank you for listening to News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. The Glenn Beck program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.